Bye.
Excellent, thank you, Mark. I'm gonna call the meeting to order, special meeting 6:35 I have. Monday, March 13th, 2023. Can you all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent, thank you. Roll call, please.
De Janeiro?
Here.
Anita Dugato?
Excuse.
Sarah Badomski?
Here.
Brian Capola?
Here.
Dino Di Giovanni?
Here.
Ronald Sill?
He's muted. I see him.
Okay. Robert Hyder?
Here.
Charles Sampson?
Present.
Kevin Sharkey?
Here.
Okay. It looks like we have seven members present plus Mr. Sill when he acknowledges that he's on the line. Markham is present. It looks like he's there. Just needs to unmute.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Mark. Number four, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak on the agenda tonight? Just state your name and address for the records, please. Anybody from the public?
Well, yeah, since I'm the only public here, this is Karen Chemises, 25 John Street, Derby, Connecticut. I feel like Daniel Waleski used to feel, I guess, as concerned citizen, the only one speaking up. But I think that the whole idea of having this farm up there is a good one. I understand, I believe I understand that they still have to go through the land use boards, going through wetlands, going through planning and zoning, because that would be my concerns, being that there's wetlands up there. One other question, though, I was wondering is the $50,000 going to stay that every year for 20 years? Because I know that my electric bill goes up every year. I looked back at 20 years ago at my electric bill and it was half what I'm paying now. So I don't know whether there's any option of creating some sort of a step system rather than going with just this standard 50. Although I can understand too, it is a guaranteed $50,000 a year and that's always a good thing. So the possibility of making sure that everything is okay in terms of the wetlands or whatever, I'm in favor of the project.
Absolutely. Roger will address the wetlands and the lease of the property for $50,000 a year for 20 years when he comes up. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Third and last call. Thank you. Public portion is now closed. Number five, public hearing in accordance with section 21 of the Derby City Charter concerning the lease of the Derby landfill, parcel number 25-5-1, to a qualified bidder for a 20-year term for the purpose of installing a solar energy generating facility, 1 MW solar installation system for the purpose of generating revenue for the city of Derby. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Ron's on there, Mark. Have a second.
Rob.
Rob Hyder's second. All right. Discussion on that. John Marini, do we have to fill the board in on anything?
I think
this is just
I think the board is
open the public hearing, right?
Right.
Yeah, in terms of filling in, there is a in the documentation a draft lease that sets forth the terms. What we'd be looking for tonight after the public hearing, if the board is so inclined to proceed, would be a motion to authorize the mayor to execute the lease on behalf of the city of Derby.
Okay. So public hearing is open. Now, John, can you just, first one I'm doing on the public hearings, do we just ask to close it and move forward?
So I guess if there are no takers for a public hearing, and you could just simply, you know, ask, you know, going once, going twice, you know, and then at that point, ask for a motion from the board to close the public hearing and proceed to the second item. I don't know if another member of the public just joined. You can give it a little bit of time. I noticed that, you know, the public hearing is on the same agenda as the other, as the meeting item. So there's no set time, but I, you know, I probably would advise just waiting a little bit to make sure there are no stragglers, just to make sure anybody has the opportunity to speak if they were logging in a little late.
Okay. I'll give it another minute. If there's anybody from the public would like to speak on this.
Karen Chemises again. I made my comments during public portion, Mr. Marino. Does that get included in the public hearing or do I have to speak again?
Given the way that the agenda is noticed, I think your comments should be sufficient. I mean, no problem at all repeating them for this portion of the meeting.
And Mr. Mayor, if there's no objection, we could just carry those forward to the public hearing part of it.
Okay, if there's no objections, we'll have Karen Chemises' statement on the public portion carried over to the public hearing.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't hear any, so thank you, Karen. All right, anybody from the public would like to speak during this hearing? And I'll give it a third. Hearing none, can I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved, Rob.
Rob Hyder, can I have a second?
Second, Sarah.
Sarah Wodonski. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried. The public hearing is now closed. Number six, to consider an act on awarding the lease of the Derby Landfill parcel number 25-5-1 to a qualified bidder for a 20-year term for purpose of installing a solar energy generation facility, 1MW solar installation system for the purpose of generating revenue for the city of Derby. Can I have a motion, please?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson.
Thank you, sir. Can I have a second?
Second, Ron.
Ron. Okay. Discussion and Roger,
if I may, for the clarity of the record, just to clarify, it's the parcel number is 2-5-1. It's not 25-5-1. It's so correct on the post. Yeah, it was a typo on the original draft agenda.
Oh, I am sorry.
And then. No, I just wanted to, I will correct it for the record, but just, I want to make sure that.
No, absolutely, Mark. Thank you.
And then also that, I believe Attorney Marini's motion was to consider, but if there's no objection from the makers of the motion, that it would be to enter into the lease that is attached to the public hearing and authorize the mayor to sign it. Counselor, just correct me if I'm wrong on that.
That's perfect language.
Okay, so Charlie Sampson, although I couldn't get a question in, John, I was going to ask you if we need to name the company on the lease also, or that'll work. But I will make a motion to allow the mayor to sign documents awarding the lease of the Derby Transfer Station parcel number 2-5-1 to the qualified bidder and the lease that is attached to the meeting notice for a term of 20 years, the purpose of installing solar energy generating facility, a 1-megawatt solar installation system for the purpose of generating revenue for the city of Derby.
Okay, Sarah, do you want to second that again?
I think it was Ron.
Oh, it was Ron. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah.
Is that good, Ron?
Thanks, I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion. Roger, a couple questions from the public. So the 20-year lease for the $50,000 a year is a guaranteed funds for the city of Derby, correct? Yeah, you're muted.
Muted.
Yes, that's correct. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay, so that's guaranteed. And then for the other questions that Karen asked about wetlands, and we did the 824 for zoning. Any other, or John Marini, you can jump in that too.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, it's Gino. So
yes,
when I read through the packet that was given to us, at the end of the 20-year you know, lease or the lifespan of the panels, what would be the cost to remove them? You know, would that, does anybody know? Is there anybody here from the solar company? And then my next question would be is who's responsible for that cost?
Right. The Citrine Power is responsible for the ultimate removal of the system. Typically, the life is around about 25 years. After about 20 years, you get some kind of sort of hazing on the surface. So you don't generate as much power. So you're unable to sell as much power. So that's part of the reason that it sort of goes down after 5 years. So,
right. Okay. So they're responsible for it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Do we know what's going to happen to the existing solar panels on the landfill?
No, that's still there. It's generating about 400 kilowatts as against, you know, we're looking at the new one we're proposing here is 1 megawatt. So it's over twice the output, but almost the same size in terms of area. So, the technology has improved since the other one was put on there.
Are we still paying the lease on the one that's there?
Yes, as far as I know.
It's Barbara, but that's supposed to be the credit we get on the UI bill. That's
right. It is.
Nobody's ever given us the dollar number for all these years that you and I have been sitting on the board, right? That's.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it is.
But I'm talking, I have another comment just so Mrs. Chemises understands that there's another possible 5-year term by this contract where the dollar number goes down from 50,000 to 25,000 a year.
Right.
And then I just had a question. I read the contract, and one of the things that popped out at me amongst a few others was in paragraph A8 at the end of that paragraph. It says that without the consent written consent of the lessee, who is the solar company, the lessor, which is us, shall not make or publish any public statement or notice suggesting ownership of such energy output, environmental attributes, or tax or financial incentives. I kind of like when I read that was that, I don't know that, we're saying we're going to get this benefit, but when I read that, I don't know that the city is going to be able to keep saying we're getting a benefit. I don't know. It's just one of the things I wasn't too fond or clear of what they were saying, because we're not going to get any benefit except for the monetary. Gino, there's a lot of language in there about, if they don't get they also got to go before the regulatory to the DPUC to get approval. So there's still some contingencies here. It's not like it's a done deal.
And this gives them the opportunity, correct me, Roger, to go in front of Borough or for the state.
Right. There's some thresholds. 1 megawatt is a threshold. You don't actually have to go to the state siting council, which is a fairly major process. I've done that for my previous solar experience in North Brantford, where we had a 2.6 megawatt. That was a fairly extensive survey we had to do. It was like 360 pages. 1 megawatt is the threshold where you don't have to do that. So it makes it much easier and much simpler process for everybody to be at that 1 megawatt. It also means that we don't take up too much of the space, so there's quite a lot of distance between where the solar farm will be and any kind of boundary fence and any kind of nearby residence. So it's kind of an optimal size for the city to pick.
I thought I read in here that they had to go to DPUC. Now I'm trying to find the paragraph, but
not for 1 megawatt and below.
Well, there's a paragraph in here that they got to go get regulatory approval for something.
Approved, right? The process, as I understand it, is if the board approves going forward, then the solar investor, which is a company called Citrine Power, has to now apply for an auction, which is held by United Illuminating, and they basically get awarded or not, depending on how many people are in the auction. So there's no certainty that we'll get this, but the auction closes tomorrow, and then the next one is at the end of August. So, that was the kind of objective, was to try to get into the auction pipeline for this size. And at 1 megawatt, there's not as much competition, frankly, as at higher sizes.
Right. So it's still contingent upon them winning the auction from EverSource.
Yes.
Any other questions?
And then, Mayor, if this, all works out, would this 50,000 per year be given its own line item in our budget?
It will be revenue coming in just like the fuel cells that we got coming in. I mean, that's something if we can earmark something where we know it's going, like a lockbox, I think that would be great. Like, hypothetically, send it that the students, and it goes to the students and the teachers above and beyond what what we get to the school system. So if we can guarantee something like that without sending it somewhere where, oh, we got an extra 50,000 so we can hire another person for somewhere else, but if we can guarantee it something like that, I would love to see that, because I definitely think the teachers and the students would definitely benefit on something like this for 20 years, which is $1 million going towards them. Something like that, I would love to work with you guys to figure out where we can put it.
I don't think that answered the question, Mayor. I think it would have to go on a line. I think it has to go on a line item. I think that's what Sarah was asking.
Yeah.
Where is it going when it comes in? Is it going to a line item? Specifically, is it going to the general fund?
Right, and I just pushed it out a little bit further. Maybe we can line item it to a specific spot. That's, something we'll have to talk about. But, yeah, I think that would be great. If we have Fisher 50 to help a certain part of our community out, I think that'd be great. But, and that's, we have the revenue coming in also from the fuel cells. So we'll know.
Not a finance person, Mayor, but I think at this point, these type of things start by going into the unanticipated revenue line item. What happens from there is up to the city.
Right, correct, and us in general. But I mean, there's a lot of great things that we can possibly do with unfound money, Any other questions?
No, I don't have a question, but I have one more comment. If it doesn't make this auction that closes tomorrow, then I think this board should probably, or the motion should probably reflect that if it goes to a further auction, it's got to come back here, because a lot can change in, if it's August, we're in March, another 5 or 6 months. I don't know what, that's just a comment.
I think this is just like for this auction, Roger, because if it doesn't get into this one, then we're gonna have to go back out again and RFP or whatever we're gonna have to do, correct?
Right. And, it doesn't follow that the same investor would want to invest in our community in the future either.
Any other questions or concerns? All right, hearing none. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm opposed, Barbara. I'm opposed.
Barbara? Okay. Mark, yes, can you give us a roll call, please?
Sure. Barbara DiGennaro?
No.
Sarah Vadomsky?
Yes.
Ryan Capolo?
Yes.
Gina DiGiovanni?
Yes.
Ronald Sill?
Yes.
Robert Hyder?
Yes.
Charles Sampson?
Yes.
Kevin Sharkey?
Yes.
Okay, 7 yes, 1 no.
Excellent. Okay, thank you, everyone. Great to see if they can get that going through the state and get $1 million for the city of Derby, which is always a great thing. Number 7, enjoyment.
Motion to adjourn at 6:56.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Charlie.
Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Enjoy the weather for tomorrow. It's supposed to be bad. Be safe out there. Take care. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Night.